So I was watching the X Zone TV channel last night when I was abducted by aliens, and they kept repeating to me over and over again, SimulTV.com, SimulTV.com.
What's SimulTV.com?
That's what I asked them. They had it written on the side of their UFO.
How do you spell that?
UFO.
No, I mean SimulTV.com.
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 Right. SimulTV.com.
Interesting that you were abducted by aliens in a SimulTV.com UFO last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now that you mention it, I remember now last night I was awakened from a deep sleep. My great-grandmother was standing there. She said she'd come from the hereafter to tell me about SimulTV.com. She even spelled it out for me.
SimulTV.com, sonny boy.
SimulTV.com.
SimulTV.com, sonny boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guys, you'll never guess what my psychic guru just told me.
SimulTV.com.
Exactly. Are you guys psychic too?
Of course.
We all know about SimulTV.com.
SimulTV.com.
Welcome to Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka, a radio show addressing the many challenging issues impacting women today and supporting the integration of balanced feminine power in the modern world. For more information on Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka, visit our website www.ewwgw.com. Now here is your host, Ms. Gwilda Wiecka.
Hello, beautiful ladies, and welcome to Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, where we explore the many facets of being healthy, balanced, well-informed, and empowered women. I'm your host, Gwilda Wiecka. This hour, we'll be looking at dreams, the hidden messengers. Dreams, we all have them, whether we remember them or not. We spend over one-third of our time sleeping and over 25% of our sleep in dreams. This is true of humans as well as animals. Yet, what is the purpose of dreams? Most of us simply shrug them off if we remember them at all. Yet in so doing, we very well may be passing up an amazing amount of vital information. From processing to precognition, dreams are a rich resource when we learn to work with them. Dreams are important to everyone, but like feminine intuition, women's dreams can be particularly profound. How can we learn to work with our dreams and unearth the hidden messages within? What impact can recalling and understanding our dreams have on our waking life and decision-making capabilities? Can dreams give us the messages about the future or our health? Is the dreamscape set, or does it evolve as we do? With us this hour to delve into the dreamscape is Christopher Soten. Christopher is a naturopath and dream worker. Based in Toronto, his practice focuses on dream work. Since 2003, Christopher has been training healthcare practitioners of all kinds to integrate dream work into their practice. He's a member of the IASD, International Association for the Study of Dreams, and has published two books on working with dreams, Dream Working, How to Listen to Inner Guidance of Your Dreams, and The Dream Working Manual, A Guide to Using Dreams in Healthcare. His website, ChristopherSouten.com. Christopher, thanks so much for joining us on Empowered Woman.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah. So what's your educational background?
Well, after doing a general arts and history degree, I went on to become a naturopath. So this is a four-year healthcare training program. So it was in the course of learning to become a naturopathic physician that I first really became interested in dreams. And also how dreams could be used in the service of healthcare. So really since, and this was in 1984 or 85, so we're going back a fair ways. Since that time, I've been inviting all my patients who come to see me to bring their dreams if they so desire. And, you know, not everyone's into it, and that's fine. But most people are, if you give them the invitation to share that side of their lives, they will respond to it. Because as you said in your intro, we all dream. Dream recall varies enormously, but it's one of those things that's intention dependent. So if you put more intention and more focus on it, then lo and behold, you'll get more dream recall. And you'll if you want to bring them to your healthcare practitioner, you know, I always tell people, why don't you suggest that? See if your therapist is interested. See if your doctor's interested. You never know who's going to be interested in hearing about your dreams. And so I've been listening to dreams since about 1985 and working with them. And I've, you know, no regrets. It's been probably the most fascinating and rewarding part of my professional life.
So apparently all dreams are not the same. What different kind of dreams are there?
Well, you know, there are many special kinds of dreams, like, for example, precognitive dreams that go into a little bit into the future, visitation dreams where it seems we're being actually visited by departed loved ones or relatives or ancestors, shamanic dreams where we seem to really be able to leave our body and go somewhere else to accomplish a specific purpose. And these are wonderful and very special dreams. But I work with, you know, the more ordinary and more common dreams usually, which everybody has, and they're still a very rich source of communication and information about what's going on inside you. So, some people are hesitant to talk about their dream life because they think it's too ordinary. It's too banal. It's not the fascinating lucid dreams or precognitive dreams that we read about and that, which admittedly are fascinating, but don't worry about that. If you have far more common dreams, that's fine. There's still a lot in them, and you'll get a lot out of working with them.
So do different people tend to dream differently?
I think so. The first thing we should say is that if you put more into it, you'll get more out of it. So if your dream life is pretty boring or pretty occasional or pretty sparse, don't worry about it. Just focus on it a bit more. Ask for more and you will get more. So by that, I mean, just before bed, just get into the frame of mind of you're tuning into your dream life. You have an unconscious. You're going into your unconscious as you fall asleep. You have very powerful experiences there, which in your dreams, which when you're having them seem completely real as waking life seems when we're awake. And so get more. If you want more, get more. If you're alienated from your dream life or you feel it's not happening or it's not very exciting or interesting, ask for more and you'll get more.
Years ago, I'm an author, and also I had a school, so I had to make texts and lesson plans and all that sort of stuff. And I would be working on it or thinking about it during the day, and I finally had to start taking pencil and papers to bed with me because I'd get this download through my dreams that actually wrote the next chapter or whatever. And that's when I really started noticing, boy, you can have some control just by setting your intent. How important is setting intent in getting more out of your dreams?
Well, you know, some people, it appears, don't need to do it because the dream channel is wide open for them anyway. But many people do. Many people don't have much dream recall, so they don't have a lot of material to work with. So for those people, setting intention is critical. And then there's also, as a kind of subset of that, there's setting intention to get information about a particular topic, which is often called dream incubation, whereby you focus on a particular question that or a particular topic just before bed, and you ask your unconscious or your dream maker to send you a dream that relates to that topic or question. So that is also a form of intention setting, a very focused one. And as you say, you know, related to your experience, if you're very concerned with something in your waking life, let's say you're trying to solve a problem and you can't find the answer, and it's taking up a lot of your thinking time in waking life, it's very likely that your dream life will engage that same problem. And many, many people find that the best thing to do is not try to solve it. Just go to sleep. And you might wake up in the morning knowing the answer. Because in sleep, your brain has done something to reorganize the material that you're concerned with and present it to you in a new way that may be a solution. That happens frequently.
Do we use a different part of our brain when we dream, or just a different, like, alpha, beta state?
I think we use all parts of our brain when we're dreaming. I mean, this is something that has been researched widely, you know, in sleep labs where people are asleep and their brains are being monitored. And, of course, over the years, we're getting better and better at that and more specific. And we can see which part of the brains are lighting up when a person's dreaming, and it's a lot of the brain is lighting up.
So more so than in day-to-day functioning when you're awake?
Well, yeah, a similar variety of areas are lighting up. The critical thing with dreaming is that one area, which is the area of self-consciousness, doesn't light up usually. And that's very, that's a critical thing, because if it did, then we would be aware that we're dreaming. So that this would be lucid dreaming. So that area does come online when we're lucid dreaming. So we're conscious that we're in a dream, and we are the kind of self-awareness and self-consciousness that we have in waking life can be present. But 99% of dreams are not lucid, So that part is offline. So we're not aware that we're dreaming, and we're not aware that all these strange, bizarre things that are happening cannot be happening, because that part of our brain that makes that kind of rational assessment is offline.
So it's kind of opens us up to possibility.
Yeah, that's the nice way of looking at it, isn't it? I mean, some people are quite distressed by how chaotic and absurd their dreams are, and how nonsensical and non-logical, and that actually alienates some people from their dream life. But if you flip it around the other way,
we're going to have to talk about being alienated from our dream life on the other side of a short pause.
Okay, sure.
Christopher and I will be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, EWWGW.com, coming to you through the All Women's Radio Network, www.awrn.net.
Whether you're a skeptic or a believer, join me, Rob McConnell, as together we'll investigate the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology here on the X-Zone Radio TV show on XZBN and the X-Zone TV channel on Simul TV. Since 1990, the X-Zone Radio TV show has been the place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. Together, we'll investigate UFOs, aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot, psychic phenomenon, lake monsters, conspiracy theories, government cover-ups, the truth embargo, alien abductions, ESP, haunted locations from around the world, and so much more. With over 28 years of broadcasting and more than 4,500 individual guests, the X-Zone is truly a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality, as evidenced by the credibility, integrity, and professionalism of the guests that we bring to our international audience. If you have seen a UFO, had a close encounter, seen a ghost, Bigfoot, lake monster, or a story that you would like to share or have investigated, contact me, Rob McConnell, by sending me your email to xzone@xzoneradiotv.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-610-7035, extension 143, and on Skype, X-Zone Radio TV. For more information on the X-Zone Radio TV show with yours truly, Rob McConnell, visit www.xzoneradiotv.com or www.xzonetvchannel.com or simultv.com and xzbn.net. Until next we meet here in the X-Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, always remember X-Zone Nation, Keep your eyes to the sky and your heart in the light.
It's hard to listen to the news without realizing we're living in volatile, unprecedented times. Yet never has there been such an opportunity to transform the human condition. As old structures fail, where can we find the guidance to co-create a better way? Find Your Path Home is an ever-evolving, leading-edge information, education, and healing resource center designed to support and guide you on your path to unity and enlightenment. Based on sound principles employed by shamans worldwide, we provide techniques that can support you through the current transitions, offering online shamanic classes, international long-distance shamanic healing sessions, complimentary Mission Evolution radio episodes and Stairway to Heaven TV vignettes, seminars, retreats, and much more. All of this can be found on findyourpathhome.com. Welcome back. This is Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, dedicated to redefining and empowering the feminine. Remember, past episodes are available on our website, ewwgw.com. I'm your host, Gwilda Wiecka. Our guest this hour is Christopher Soten. His website, christophersoten.com. Christopher, I'd like to get in a little bit between talking about how women dream, and is that different than men? Because our brains work a lot different than men. I wonder if our dreams do as well. In your studies, have you found that women dream differently than men?
Well, I think they do, and not just in subject matter. I mean, there have been many, many studies done of the slight differences in subject matter between men and women. For example, that women dream more of certain kinds of animals, like cats and horses. And I do think that's true. But for me, the most critical difference is that after you wake up, women are more likely to feel their way back into the dream, and men are more likely to stand apart from the dream and be analytical or interpretive and look at the dream kind of as a fixed object and think about it. So this is very important to me in my work, because in the recent years, I've become more and more interested in re-entering the dream rather than trying to interpret it. You know, you just let the meaning of the dream come in its own time. You don't try to force it. You don't try to say, what does my dream mean? Men do that almost naturally. It's very hard for them not to do it. Whereas if you ask a woman to go back into the feeling of a dream, most women are able to do that quite easily.
Do you think that's because we have more connection between the left and right hemisphere of the brain?
Yep, very possibly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of it. And generally, that makes women more comfortable entering into the feeling realm and being asked to do tasks which have to do with emotion and feeling. And men, there's often a little bit more of a block to access that side of it. But, you know, I make my men do it too. I always say, no, you're outside the dream now. You know, it's very clear difference when you're thinking about your dream, you're outside of it. You're looking at it, thinking about what it might mean. But when you're in it, it's like you're back in a scene in a movie, and you're inside the movie. You're not a critic talking about the movie. You're in it, and the action can go on. So you can dream the dream forward in a new direction.
Can you control it from there? Like, you know, pursue different aspects of it, ask different questions?
Yes. Yeah. And if, you know, there are many reasons why you might want to do this. One of them is just, for example, let's say you had a beautiful dream, or a dream of a loved one that is dead or that you haven't seen for a long time, and you just want to have more of the experience. Well, guess what? You can have more of the experience by re-entering the dream. You know, this has probably happened to you and most of your listeners. that you wake up and you go, oh no, I don't want to lose that dream. I don't want to wake up because it's so wonderful. And the emotions are so powerfully positive. Well, then go back into it, extend it in your imagination and have more of it. So that's one reason why you would want to re-enter a dream. And the other main reason is that you might want to change something because there might be something unfinished or problematic or frightening in the dream. And again, you don't need to accept that. You can change it. But you, in order to change it, you have to go back into the dream and you have to be fully conscious while you're in there. And then you can say, well, what would I like to happen here?
And so then, are you dreaming the future when you do that, like rearranging the future, actually?
I think so. I think you're influencing possible futures. You know, the physicists say that there are many possible futures and many possible realities. And this is where the intention thing comes in. In which possible future reality are you going to invest your intention and your energy? So one of the ways to work with that very directly is in your dream life. Because let's say you have a dream which has a very frightening feeling, like somebody chasing you, and you're too scared to confront the person, so you just keep running away, and then you wake up. See, that's a very common dream, but it's not a very satisfying dream. And why would you want to put up with that? Why not go back into the dream and stop yourself and say, wait a minute, I don't need to run away from this figure for the rest of my life. No, I'm going to turn around and look him right in the face, and I'm going to say, who are you and what do you want? See, so now you're changing something very profoundly. You're changing a pattern in your life, and you're doing it on an imaginal level. And when you do that, it will start to change your waking reality too.
So you're changing your healing throughout your dream.
Yes.
You know, what impact can recalling and understanding our dreams have on our waking life and decision-making capabilities?
Well, you know, for me, the fountainhead of change is in the imagination. It starts in the imagination. In other words, you have to be able to imagine doing something new and different before you actually do it in waking life and involve other people. And, you know, so that's fine. That's a great thing, actually. So if you're contemplating a very significant change, like a career change or a relationship change or moving or something, and you're really not sure what to do and what's the right thing, then imagine different permutations of the change first. Do it in your imagination. And then see how it feels. Try this option and see how it feels. If that doesn't feel good, change it a little bit and try another option. And see how that feels.
Isn't that what the imagination was built for, where we can try out things before we actually manifest them? And doesn't the imagination work at the quantum level to build a matrix for things to grow around?
Yeah. So it's like, in a way, it's the most powerful tool we have for shaping our futures and our lives. And of course, when you're dreaming, you're imaginative capabilities are fully online and they're generating all this new possibility, and you can select out of that and when you're awake, and you can take those new possibilities and choose them and move them forward even further than what happened in your dream. And
well,
then you will
if your
see.
Dreams if your dreams are seemingly random and you're not working with them at all, isn't that like leaving a two-year-old to play in the china cabinet?
Yeah. Well, you know, some of them are random. I mean, some people that I say I'm a dream worker, and they just can't believe it because most of their dream life seems chaotic and random. But, you know, really, again, if you invest intention into getting more communicative dreams, you will get more communicative dreams. So you don't need to suffer your whole life of having random, absurd, and chaotic dreams. So it's something you can work on, and it's something you can ask for. Because some dreams are not random. They are very clearly organized by a deep, profound intelligence, and they're communicating something to you. So sooner or later, you're going to get one of those.
How can you tell when you got one of those?
Oh, when you wake up, you just go, you know, it's spine tingling. It's you have that feeling like somebody is trying to tell me something. That is really amazing. And you don't have to know what it is yet. Don't worry about that. Don't rush to interpretation too quickly. My advice is, while you're lying in bed and you're still half asleep, you're half in the dream world and half in the waking world, that's the best time to go back into the dream. So this is another form of dream reentry. You're re-entering your own dream that you just had moments ago, and you go back into it and you'll see it's still alive. And you can get more information, you can get more detail, you can experience it more fully. And then if you want, you can extend it forward and start to change it.
You know, I find that same thing happening when I'm sitting down journaling my dreams. All of a sudden, it's like it comes back to me.
Yeah. They're not dead. You know, they're not over. They're not fixed in stone. That's one problem. You know, the fascinating old quote that an unremembered dream is like an unopened letter. In a way, I used to love that quote, but, you know, it's not quite right to me now, because a letter is a fixed thing. It has a beginning and an end, then it's over. You know, it is written in stone. But a dream is not, actually. Yes, you did wake up at a certain point, but what if you were to go back to that point, and lo and behold, the whole scene comes alive again, then it's not over.
The fluidity of it is amazing, because in our day-to-day life, we're fixed in the material world, but not so much in dreams. Yeah. So we're going to have to take another quick pause here. On the other side, we'll delve deeper into fluidity of dreams and what dreams mean to women in particular. But it is time for another short pause. Christopher and I will return to our discussion on the other side of this commercial break, so you stay right there. This is Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, EWWGW.com, coming to you through All Women's Radio Network, AWRN.net.
They are here, and they've been here for thousands of years, making their presence known in the shadows. They might be seen by a lonely motorist on a deserted road late at night, or by a frightened and confused husband in the bedroom he is sharing with his wife. But who are they? What do they want? Why are they here? Perhaps most concerning, has the government been aware of their presence all along? The new book by Ellie Marzulli, UFO Disclosure, The 70-Year Cover-Up Exposed, delves into the world of UFOs. Can full disclosure be soon? Order now and receive a free hour and 37-minute DVD on the UFO phenomenon, UFOs Are Real. Get both the book and the DVD, a $40 value, for only $19.99. To order your book and DVD today, go to lamarzulli.net. That's lamarzulli.net.
Rob McConnell here, presenting an overview for Nicholas Paul Jinnicks, author of a fascinating book, Amen. It presents facts revealed by Egyptologists, facts that enable us to understand why Amen is the beginning of creation of God. It provides recommendations for religious leaders of the major religions to unify their beliefs and teach the word of God, love one another. Amen informs people how mankind conceived God. It was the Egyptians that developed the concepts of a soul, a hereafter, and son of God, and finally, after the worship of many gods, they conceived the belief in one universal God, the maker of all there is. For more information, visit www.futureofgodamen.com. That's www.futureofgodamen.com.
Welcome back. This is Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, EWWGW.com, bringing the latest tools and information to support women during these rapidly shifting times. I'm your host, Gwilda Wiecka. Our guest this hour is Christopher Soten. His website, ChristopherSoten.com. Christopher, I was wanting to talk a little bit about, again, women and dreams and the difference between the way women and men dream, in that if we bring the two together, okay, so say if a couple starts to engage in dream work together and compare notes, what does that look like? Have you worked with that at all?
I have, yeah, quite a few times. Well, one very interesting thing you notice is that people who sleep together and live intimately close together will often share their dream lives to a certain extent. There'll be an interpenetration of their dream lives. And this is something that some people find really fascinating. I guess some people would be a little weirded out about it, but because there's, you know, if you imagine somebody coming into your dream or you being able to go into somebody else's dream, how does that strike you? I mean, do you like that or do you find that a bit creepy? You know, there's quite a spectrum of response to that. But the fact is, it is something that happens, and it is something that you, if you're interested in it, you can develop it and make it happen more just by investing some intention into it. So, you know, to me, it's not a surprise. You're sleeping right beside somebody, you're sharing a bed, you're asleep together, that it's not surprising at all that you would be appearing in each other's dreams.
I've had the experience of when I was married ages ago, waking up and suddenly knowing what was physically wrong with my husband at the time. Mm-hmm. Just knowing, you know, he'd been having asthma, which he didn't normally, but I couldn't understand it. And then suddenly I realized, I realized in a dream that I'd changed the type of detergent I was using on the bedding. But it was weeks we couldn't figure out what was wrong. But it came in a dream, just as clear as day. You know,
I've had that experience so many times that the man in the couple isn't having much dream recall. And so the woman has to dream on his behalf or dream for him. So she's getting dreams that are actually about her husband. They're actually his dreams, but he's not remembering them. So she has to tune them in for him and tell him. It's quite common.
Yeah, it's amazing. You heard when Dane Bosworth speaks, everybody listens. Well, when mommy tells a dream, my son perks up and listens because we do that so much. I'll have a dream and it'll be about his life, not mine.
Right.
How can we tell whose life it's about?
Well, you know, that's a fascinating point. That if, say, you have a dream about your husband, or is that really about your husband, or is that about a part of you that's like your husband, or is that about someone in your life who's also like your husband? It could be any of those three. You know, sometimes it's tricky to distinguish. I usually, when I'm working with people, I say, do you intuitively feel that dream is really about your actual husband, or about a part of you, or about somebody else who's like your husband? So I just lay it out for them and I let their intuition figure it out. And usually they know pretty quickly. But don't assume every dream about your mother is actually about your mother. Or every dream about your baby is actually about your baby. Because it could be about a baby-like part of you, you know, an inner baby. So this is what I call the inner-outer question. It's one of the best orienting questions you can ask yourself when you're trying to figure out a dream. Any figure in the dream, is that an inner figure, meaning an aspect of you, or is it an outer figure, meaning representing someone external to you, someone in your life. So
what about the multidimensional dreams? I have those a lot in that, you know, you say, well, it might be this, or it might be this, or it might be this. What about the dreams where it's all of those?
Yeah. And exactly. It could be both. In other words, let's say you dream about your father, that he could be appearing as his actual self and as a kind of an inner father figure that you have. And, you know, both in the same dream. In other words, you can look at it both ways and you can get a lot out of both perspectives. So sometimes it really is both. And sometimes it's more one or the other. So, but ask yourself the question sooner rather than later, and it'll help you get oriented.
Does, you know, there's entire Aboriginal tribes that actually dream share all the time, mm-hmm. and they create their reality. They believe they create their reality from that dream sharing. Do you think that we're moving to a time in the Western culture here that we can actually start to do that? Is the dream landscape changing?
Gosh, I hope so, because, you know, it's in really rough shape right now. It doesn't have a firm place in our educational system, meaning, you know, children are not trained how to listen to dreams or talk about their dreams or work with their dreams, either at home in most cases or in the educational system at any level, which is kind of sad. I mean, when you compare it to other times in human history where people would get up in the morning and that would be the first thing they talk about. You know, I'm sure there are some families that do that today in North America and in Western world in general, but probably not too many.
Because, so how can we as women support our children in their dreams?
Well, I think just regularly asking about them is the good place to start. You know, a lot of people shy away from working with their children's dreams because they feel their children are frightened and traumatized by their dreams, which indeed is often the case, because, you know, the only ones that get remembered are the nightmares often. So if that's the case, you've got to take the bull by the horns and work with the nightmares too. You've got to, you know, kind of fearlessly ask them what happened in the nightmare and ask them if they want to try and change it. And, you know, keep doing that and normalize the whole thing so that it becomes a very common topic of conversation. What did you dream about?
What a difference that would make if we could give them control over their dreams versus mm-hmm. them feeling like afraid to go to bed for the monster under the bed.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a very empowering skill set to have to be able to go into a scene that was very frightening and imagine changing it so that you feel more empowered and more in control. And this would be true in waking life and also in the dream life. So it's a great thing to do. There's a wonderful book that came out recently about working with children's nightmares. It's called Something and Superheroes, Monsters, Sleep Monsters and Superheroes.
Oh, what a great title.
So you can, you know, look for that on Amazon. And it's, you know, if you do have a child or if you know someone has a child who's struggling with nightmares, and believe me, it's very common, then that would be a good place to start to get some ideas. But don't be afraid to work with them. And this is true of adults too. You know, some adults have had the same horrible recurring nightmare for decades, and they keep suffering it and suffering it over and over again. And you don't need to suffer it. You can change it. You know, you go back into it, slow everything down, make yourself feel calm and conscious and courageous, and then say, okay, what would I like to do ideally in this situation? And then figure out what a good thing to do would be, and then imagine it happening. That's how to work with a nightmare.
So you get to be your own superhero.
Yes.
I like that a lot. I like that. What are the pitfalls of turning to another person, or for that matter, dream interpretation books, to help us understand our dreams?
Well, the main problem is reductionism. You know, it gets reduced to one thing. Oh, this means that. And dream dictionaries are terrible for that. Don't do that to yourself, because your snake that you dreamt about could, let's face it, it could mean almost anything in the universe. Good or bad or horrible or wonderful. It's your snake. So don't go to a dream dictionary. And if somebody says, oh, well, if you dream of a snake, it means X, Y, Z. No, you don't need to take that on. It doesn't only mean that. It could mean anything. So again, the best way would be not to try and think about what it means at all. Go back into it, re-encounter the snake, make yourself calm and courageous and conscious, and go right up to the snake and find out more about it. That's the way to figure out what your dream snake is all about.
You know, I understand that your approach to working with dreams is undergoing some changes right now. Is this re-entering your dream part of that change?
Oh, yeah. That's the main aspect. I think it is the easiest way and the best way in terms of being the most direct way to get to an insight. And it's kind of funny because when you go into a dream and you dream it forward, if you say, okay, in the first dream, I was terrified of the snake, but now I'm going to go up to it and actually look it right in the eye and see what it wants. See, you're changing reality now. You're changing something. Even before you understand what it is that you're dealing with. So, you know, at first glance, it appears to be a little backwards.
Well, we're going to have to go back into this more on the other side of a commercial break, but it seems so important. We will do that. But we do need to take another break. Christopher and I will be back shortly to continue our exploration, so don't leave us now. You're listening to Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, EWWGW.com. We're coming to you through the All Women's Radio Network, AWRN.net.
You have heard of the X-Zone? Now watch it on SimulTV, plus 500 video games, live TV channels, free video on demand, worldwide, and more. Does this sound like tomorrow's television? Well, it is, but you can have it today, right now. It is SimulTV. SimulTV offers what the others only wish they could provide. 15 exclusive channels like X-Zone, sci-fi, and horror. We are worldwide. No other provider offers that. 500 built-in video games. No need to have an extra expensive system. We have them included. Free video on demand. Live streaming events from around the world. Interactive online network and much more. Tomorrow's TV today. SimulTV. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can have SimulTV today. Sign up at SimulTV.com. Do it today.
They are here, and they've been here for thousands of years, making their presence known in the shadows. They might be seen by a lonely motorist on a deserted road late at night, or by a frightened and confused husband in the bedroom he is sharing with his wife. But who are they? What do they want? Why are they here? Perhaps most concerning, has the government been aware of their presence all along? The new book by Ellie Marzulli, UFO Disclosure, The 70-Year Cover-Up Exposed, delves into the world of UFOs. Can full disclosure be soon? Order now and receive a free hour and 37-minute DVD on the UFO phenomenon, UFOs Are Real. Get both the book and the DVD, a $40 value, for only $19.99. To order your book and DVD today, go to lamarzulli.net. That's LAMARZULLI.net.
So I was watching the X-Zone TV channel last night when I was abducted by aliens, and they kept repeating to me over and over again, SimulTV.com, SimulTV.com.
What's SimulTV.com?
That's what I asked them. They had it written on the side of their UFO.
How do you spell that?
UFO.
No, I mean SimulTV.com.
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 Right. SIMULTV.com.
Interesting that you were abducted by aliens in a SIMULTV.com UFO last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now that you mention it, I remember now last night, I was awakened from a deep sleep. My great-grandmother was standing there. She said she'd come from the hereafter to tell me about SIMULTV.com. She even spelled it out for me.
SIMULTV.com, sonny boy.
SIMULTV.com.
SIMULTV.com, sonny boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guys, you'll never guess what my psychic guru just told me.
SIMULTV.com.
Exactly. Are you guys psychic too?
Of course.
We all know about SIMULTV.com.
SIMULTV.com.
Welcome back. This is Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, EWWGW.com, bringing the latest information to support women as we embrace our true power. I'm your host, Gwilda Wiecka. I always love suggestions from my listeners. Email me, Gwilda, at EWWGW.com, and share what's on your mind. Our guest this hour is Christopher Sauten. His website, ChristopherSauten.com. Christopher, we were just getting into this fascinating thing that you're working with in Dreamscapes now about being able to re-enter a dream and actually change outcome by so doing. Would you go on a little bit with that?
Yeah, let's go back to the snake that we left there for a minute. Yeah, so I think you can see that thinking about what the snake might mean to you, it, as fascinating as it is, can go on and on and on. I mean, you could read 1,000 dream books and talk to 1,000 therapists, and you'd have 10,000 answers. But why not do something more direct? Just go back in and meet the snake. See what the energy of the snake is. And here's another point about woman dreamers. That woman dreamers go back in and they very easily access their feeling body, and they know how they feel about the snake as opposed to what they think the snake might be. You know, it's a very different thing, and it's more direct. And it's also, I think, it's more accurate, because if you go back in and the snake terrifies you, even after you've made yourself calm and courageous and conscious, it still terrifies you, then it's probably referring to something negative and potentially harmful. But if you go back in and you slow everything down, and all of a sudden you realize the snake is your ally and your maybe your teacher and your friend, then you see it's something completely different. And you wouldn't know really unless you go back in and meet the snake again. So this is why I think the re-entry thing is so important, and it's something that people never think of. So put it on your list of possibility and try it. Next time you have a very striking dream, go back into it. You don't have to change it if you don't want to, but at least give yourself the experience of going back into it to feel, use your feeling body to get information about what's happening, and then use your feeling body to answer the question, your main guiding question, which is, what would I want to happen now? If you do want to change the dream and move it forward, that's your main guiding question. Simply, what would I want to happen ideally in this situation?
I'm so glad you're bringing up this feeling part of dreams and how women tend to be there more than men. It never occurred to me that you know, not to be emotionally engaged in my dreams. In fact, the state of my emotional realm when I wake from a dream tells me more about the dream than the actual events within it. Right. And sometimes that'll linger all day. Do dreams work with our conscious and our unconscious intentions? So say, for instance, if we have an unconscious attention that's throwing a wrench in our works, do the dreams try to bring that to the fore for us?
Yeah, I guess, you know, in traditional psychological terms, an intention would not be unconscious. You would call it a drive or an impulse or an instinct or a desire. But yeah, I mean, there would be something which is holding a lot of energy that you're not very conscious of, and it's certainly affecting your waking life, but you don't know much about it. Then, you know, for sure that thing, whatever it is going to be depicted in your dream life, and it's usually going to be personified as an external figure like a person or an animal or a storm or something, which is why, again, it's always good to think about the inner-outer question. Is that an inner storm that's brewing in me, or is that someone who's storm-like in my life that I got to be careful of?
No, I've noticed that various times I'll have a very strong intention. I want to achieve such and such, or do such and such, or create such and such. And then, but it's not working for me. It's like running into a brick wall. And then I'll dream about a brick wall.
Right.
And if I say, show me your face, which is a shamanic skill, know, then all of a sudden it'll become my unconscious intention, if you will, that, okay, I want to be successful here, but it's not safe to be successful because it didn't go well for me last time. So what would you call that?
I would call that it's kind of a situation where you have two different agendas, and they're both legitimate and valid, and they need to be brought to the table, and they need to have a talk with you. It's like something needs to be negotiated, because you have one strong intention that you're aware of consciously, and in your unconscious is another conflicting intention that you're less aware of, but it may be equally valid and it may be equally strong or more strong. So you're going to have to bring those two to the table and get them talking to each other. There probably is a compromise in there that you may not realize in your waking life, but go back into it and get your intention personified and get your wall personified, and then get them talking to each other.
So I get to talk to a brick wall, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
But seriously, aren't we actually healing ourselves in the dreamscape? Like, you know, working with the aversion that we didn't know we had.
Yes.
In that instance.
Exactly. That's why it's another dream. You know, people say, why put all this energy into remembering your dreams? Well, there's a good reason. Because they personify things going on in your life internally and externally that you don't know much about. So they're giving you incredibly valuable information, albeit metaphorical and symbolic, but it's, you know, once you get used to dealing with the metaphor and the symbol language, this is the language of the unconscious, you get used to it and you think, yeah, that brick wall stands for something in me that's like a brick wall. So what would that be? You know, it's a fairly easy thing to do. Most people can do it with a little bit of practice.
Can discussing and bouncing your dreams off of each other really help with interpretation or deepening meaning?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great thing to do. If you have someone in your life, you know, a spouse, partner, a friend, who you can bounce your dreams off, and you know, hopefully there's some reciprocity there. It can go both ways. It's wonderful. It's a great practice, because when you make the effort to describe your dream to another person, right there, that is a very, very powerful investment of energy right there. You're very unlikely to forget that dream and let it slip away if you're doing that. And then you get this whole other consciousness coming to bear on it from the other person. Even if they're wildly inaccurate and all over the place, it doesn't matter. You still get great benefit from that. But, you know, I think, again, keep in mind, if your friend or your therapist or your spouse is getting very interpretive, ask them, and you don't want an interpretation, really, ask them to just help you feel your way into the dream. Ask them to re-enter the dream with you, which is actually a completely easy and possible thing to do. You know, could you come into my brick wall dream with me and help me talk to my brick wall? And then the other person could imagine that they are entering a dreamscape with a big brick wall. And then their insight about that brick wall in you would be much more accurate.
You know, it's amazing, because the shamanic way has been using these techniques. It's called the shamanic journey trance, and they can journey together and find this stuff. And yet we've lost it, how important it is in our lives if we're actually manifesting from there.
Yeah. It's, you know, my only problem with the whole shamanic system is that it tends to give the power to the shaman. And And, you know, it's the shaman who's re-entering your dream for you. Not always, of course, but these shamanic techniques, they can be done by you for yourself.
Exactly.
So as long as you don't forget that. I think the system is wonderful, and it very much is a re-entry type of system. You're not thinking about what an experience means. You're going directly into the experience and working with it on the inside.
Do you think that the ability to work with dreams and manifest from dreams will be taken up by our society anytime soon? And if so, what will that look like?
Well, you know, I think something is changing. For example, there's an American outfit called the Shift Network, which you may know about.
Yes.
And they just put on a DreamWork Summit. They had 15 or 20 expert dream workers from all walks of life and all countries talking about dream work, different styles of dream work. You know, wow, this is new. I mean, for it to have that much focus is really, to me, very impressive. So maybe, you know, even 5 years ago when I started saying I'm a dream worker, you know, a lot of people would have a completely blank look about that. And some people still do. But, you know, I think it might be starting to shift.
Well, I sure hope so.
Yeah,
I sure hope so. Well, you know, I can't believe this is happening already, but we've come to the end of our time together. Christopher, wow. Thanks so much for coming on the show and helping us dream.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been a great pleasure.
Been a real pleasure having you. Our guest this hour has been Dr. Christopher Sauten. He's the author of Dreamworking, How to Listen to the Inner Guidance of Your Dreams, and The Dreamworking Manual, A Guide to Using Dreams in Healthcare. His website is christophersauten.com. Remember to join our email family to stay abreast all the exciting new things we have coming up at ewwgw.com. While you're there, join the discussion on our blog. This has been Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, coming to you through the All Women's Radio Network, www.awrn.net. Until next time, dear sisters, stand in your beauty, stand in your truth, and embrace your power. The world needs you and everything you are.
They are here, and they've been here for thousands of years, making their presence known in the shadows. They might be seen by a lonely motorist on a deserted road late at night, or by a frightened and confused husband in the bedroom he is sharing with his wife. But who are they? What do they want? Why are they here? Perhaps most concerning, has the government been aware of their presence all along? The new book by Ellie Marzulli, UFO Disclosure, The 70-Year Cover-Up Exposed, delves into the world of UFOs. Can full disclosure be soon? Order now and receive a free hour and 37-minute DVD on the UFO phenomenon, UFOs Are Real. Get both the book and the DVD, a $40 value, for only $19.99. To order your book and DVD today, go to lamarzulli.net. That's lamarzulli.net. If you are looking for a safe, zero-calorie, natural option to the harmful artificial sweeteners on the market today, Just Like Sugar is what you're looking for. Just Like Sugar is a wonderful natural alternative for those health-conscious people who choose a calorie-restricted diet with a great, pure, sweet flavor that tastes just like sugar. Just Like Sugar is a great natural option for people suffering from diabetes and may be useful in restricted diet programs where standard sugars are not allowed and does not cause a laxative effect of some other sweeteners. Just Like Sugar comprises a perfect blend of chicory root fiber, natural calcium, natural vitamin C, and Just Like Sugar sweetness comes from the natural flavors from the peel of the orange. Just Like Sugar is a natural alternative to harmful artificial sweeteners and will change the way that you believe all natural sweetener products taste. Just Like Sugar is available at your local Whole Foods markets, Wild Oats markets, Henry's, Sun Harvest, and many other fine natural food stores in the U.S., Canada, and worldwide.
You have heard of the X-Zone? Now watch it on SimulTV, plus 500 video games, live TV channels, free video on demand, worldwide and more. Does this sound like tomorrow's television? Well, it is, but you can have it today, right now. It is SimulTV. SimulTV offers what the others only wish they could provide. 15 exclusive channels like X-Zone, Sci-Fi, and Horror. We are worldwide. No other provider offers that. 500 built-in video games. No need to have an extra expensive system. We have them included. Free video on demand. Live streaming events from around the world. Interactive online network and much more. Tomorrow's TV today. SimulTV. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can have SimulTV today. Sign up at SimulTV.com. Do it today.